So today, Frank, I was wondering what is something that's really valuable in terms of your process when it comes to having a breakthrough writing year?
Well, in the first audio, we talked about the importance of creating and revisiting objectives and being very clear about that when it comes to one's writing. I would say that the second breakthrough secret, for me at least, has been to identify your writing pace and discover your writing process. And I'm going to give some tips on this that I think will be helpful to our listeners. Let's first talk about the writing pace. I have learned over the years that different writers have different writing paces. Some writers are chippers or plodders, while other writers are bingers. Now, a plodder or a chipper is someone who chips away at their writing. Let's say they're writing a book, they'll write a little bit at a time until eventually, over a period of time, we're talking about incremental progress, over time, they will have a completed book. But they will do a little bit at a time. They will plod and plod and plod until the product is finished. The bingers are people who procrastinate and they wait until the last minute and then they write in a fury to produce the product. Think about college students who are cramming for a test, you know? They have months and months to study, but they wait to that last night. And I have worked with authors who were plodders. I'm a plodder myself, and I've worked with authors who are bingers. And when you put a plodder and a binger together, it's quite difficult to produce a piece of writing if it's a book or a manuscript or what have you. And the binger always wins in the end. So the plodder has to basically become a binger. I just say that because you want to find what your writing pace is like.
So if I'm hearing you, Frank, you're not necessarily saying that one is better than the other, but that having awareness around what your style is can be helpful.
Absolutely. You need to discover what you do best. Now, as plotters, I know one very famous author had a practice of writing one page a day. Okay? And after 360 days, he would have a 360-page book. I couldn't do that because I'm not someone who could write every day on a project. There's some days I just need a break. And I think this is important too for writers. You have to have time to recharge. You have to have time to decompress. You have to have sabbaticals where you do not write. Now, maybe you'll read, maybe you will view videos or listen to audios, and you'll have time for input or just rest. And that, in effect, think of recharging a battery. The battery's not working, it's just sitting in the charger and it's recharging. Very important for writers to have that. But for me, my writing pace is to plod. So I'll do a little bit at a time. Sometimes I will have days where I'll be very inspired and motivated and I will write very long pieces. And then the other days I'll just write a few paragraphs. You know, it just depends on the tempo of the day and how I'm feeling. But I do make use of long deadlines. I don't just wait until the end and cram it. The other piece of this is to discover your writing process. And in the Buzz Seminar course, the master course, I give away my writing process. And there are three different ways in which I write a book from scratch. I'll give away one of the ways,
Okay.
but in the course, I give the other two away. But one of the ways I do it is, let's say, taking a book from scratch, starting at ground zero. The first thing I do, Mike, is I make a tentative table of contents.
Okay.
Now, it's tentative because as the book takes shape, I begin to move the chapters around in the table of contents, and then I begin to even rename the chapters. I might take a chapter out and in terms of the heading and put something else in its place. I definitely will reword some of the chapters. But I think that the biggest obstacle for people who have a book within them is they never get to the point of putting any clay on the wheel. If you can think of a finished book, a completed book, as a vase, all right, you have to first put the clay on the wheel. And what I have found is that for so many writers, so many authors who have a book inside them, some of them are really passionate about the idea too. You know, they've got this book they're going to write. They're going to write it on this subject. They're excited about it. You know, their face glows when they speak about it. But they look at the wheel and see it turn, but there's nothing on it. They don't know how to put the clay on the wheel.
Right. What is that first step? Because, you know, earlier you're talking about sabbatical. What if an author is finding themselves on perbetual sabbatical?
So that's the problem.
They don't even necessarily know if they are an author. They are in principle, but they have not been in practice. So how does the clay get on the wheel?
Well, this is where I begin with the table of contents. You have to get into your computer, if that's what you use. For me, I use Word. For years, I used WordPerfect, and I still have WordPerfect, but I eventually,
wow, that's some dedication
I eventually moved over to Word because all the editors, all the publishers I was using Word, and it was just a monumental pain to convert over from Word to WordPerfect. Although I do have an author friend who is a co-author of mine on several books, he still uses WordPerfect. He will not change.
Wow.
I've tried to convince him. He will not do it. And
that's
so
dedication.
Every time he sends me one of his chapters, it's in WordPerfect, and I've got to convert it over to Word, and it's just a big hassle. But anyway, so I wanted to spare other people from that, so I made the switch to Word, and now I feel comfortable with it. I actually like it. I don't think it's bad at all. So what I do is I create a Word document. That's that blank sheet of paper staring at me through the screen. That's that wheel. And then I begin to write a table of contents. Now, again, it's tentative. You can change it. It will be reshaped. It will be reworded. You will move things around. You will retitle some of the chapter headings as you get through it. But write it down, for heaven's sake.
Start with something. Sounds like for you, the table of contents is a kind of scaffolding onto which you can build.
Exactly. Exactly. And then what I do is I will begin to throw paint on the canvas. I will begin to throw some clay on that wheel. I will write some paragraphs based on ideas that I have that will go into the book. I will begin to write some of the chapters out. When I say clay on the wheel, I really mean it's chaos. It's not refined. It's not perfect, but I'm getting material on there. I may write a few paragraphs just as an introduction of the book, right? Now, by the time that I have rewritten and rewritten and rewritten to the point that we have the finished draft, it's going to look different. But you're still going to see the image of that first draft, those first few paragraphs there under the layers of the book. I will draw from quotes that I have found in other places and put it in the document. I might find an article or two on the web somewhere, maybe blog posts, maybe on a periodical or a journal that I want to draw from, maybe even quote. I'll put the links in that Word document. And I will work on it on a regular basis, sometimes every day for a time, until I'm adding more clay, and then I begin to shape and shape and shape. And that's the process of rewriting, Mike. You get the clay on the wheel, now you can start doing something with it. You begin to edit, you begin to reword, you begin to rewrite. And the key to writing a book is putting the clay on the wheel in the first place and then reshaping, shaping, reshaping, rewriting, 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 adding, 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 editing, rewriting. That's it.
Okay, so it sounds like if you're a plotter, this, you know, creating a scaffolding, creating, you know, putting clay on the wheel is a good way to move forward. And if you're a binger, you just do all of this 20 times faster the night before and pray that it
exactly.
works.
Exactly. The other thing I would say, too, is you will be tremendously inspired and motivated once you get that clay up there. Before you put the clay on the wheel, before you throw any paint on the canvas, when you have that empty document, you're going to lack inspiration and motivation. So you have to begin there. Another thing I'm going to give away here is a tip. As a writer, you need to be reading. Now, it doesn't mean you need to read every day, and it doesn't mean you need to read a lot. As we talked about in the car yesterday, Mike, I'm a slow reader.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a skimmer, but once in a while I'll get a book I want to read word for word, and I'm very slow, okay? But I'm constantly reading. I'm constantly looking at articles and blog posts and journals and books, constantly before my eyes. I'm reading. I also have my antenna up when it comes to watching videos, watching news programs, watching interviews, and I always have with me, always on me, in my wallet, I have a notepad. And anytime I hear a word that I never heard before and I like the way it sounds, I'll write it down. I'll look it up later. If I hear a quote that I really like, I'll write it down. If I hear a statement or read a statement that I really like, I'll write it down. As a writer, you need to be reading. You need to be reading what others are writing and hearing what others are saying. Become a master at the English language. Learn to jot down words, phrases, ideas, and begin to rework those things into your own language, into your own thought process. Use quotes, quote people, give credit to people. This is an important part of the writing process. You do not write anything in a vacuum, by yourself, you and your lonesome. We depend on other people for inspiration, for clarity, for education.
Yeah, it sounds like an important part of the writer's vocation is to practice awareness, to pay attention, and to not only pay attention, but then to record things for later. I don't know how many times I have some brilliant dream or an idea occurs to me in the shower or while I'm mowing the lawn, and, you know, if I don't write it down, if I don't pay attention, chances are it'll leave just as quickly as it came. All right, so identifying our writing pace, discovering our process, paying attention, staying aware, recording our insights as they come to us. This is excellent, Frank. Thank you so much. And stay tuned for the Buzz Seminar, which is only available a few times a year. And if you're listening to this now, chances are you're on that horizon. If you want to be sure to know the moment that we release it next, go to thebuzzseminar.com and sign up for updates. And stay tuned as well as we, in the near-term future, talk about one more secret for a writing breakthrough this coming year. Thank you.